Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
watching the medal presentation ceremony for one of our Australian Olympic athletes.
You sure can.
Mm-hmm. It's not the only thing you can do.
Now, what else can you do?
Oh, just make your country proud.
You can, yeah. With the anthem playing behind you. Just enjoy it, can't you?
Is it true that so Russia's not performing in the Olympics?
Not performing, not competing, yep.
They're not, yeah. But there's a little loophole because they've been banned. TikTok on this. Russian Olympic Committee. If they win, they don't get to play their Olympic anthem or have the flag up. What do they play when they win?
They don't. It's just a generic Olympic, like.
It's not just like a song from Russia, like some tattoo or.
No, they're not acknowledging
that it's from Russia.
No.
It's a Olympic fanfare music. Yeah. Like,
dun, 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 dun.
I'm coming up, so you better get
the Olympics parted.
Parted.
Because, like, they just play Pink.
You know
what I mean? Like our radio station.
Yeah.
Oh, well, what song should we play? Let's just throw Pink in again.
Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Thank you.
But they're not representing Russia.
They're
representing the clean Russian athletes, essentially.
Yeah, but who is clean?
Well, that's the thing, really.
Watch a great documentary. Oh, actually, I haven't finished watching it. You'd love it. You'd love it,
You'd
Nathan.
You'd love it. You've told me about this. What's it
Icarus.
Called?
Icarus. It won the Academy Award for Best Documentary.
Really
It's about
that.
This. Even I think Grace would be interested in this. So he's a documentary filmmaker, and he used to be a competitive cyclist.
Mm.
And he wanted to make a documentary about doping. So he then had this thought that he would dope. Because he used to be really good at cycling. So he races in this really famous... There's like a Tour de France, but it's for the everyday punter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to do the Tour de France...
You can go into it. It's open to amateurs and everybody. Yeah,
but it's the same thing. So he competes in that normal, and he actually finishes 14th, and then he decides to dope to see how much better he could be.
So it's kind of like supersize me for doping.
Yeah, but in it, when he's chatting to people about doping, he actually uncovers he leads to Russia... Getting disqualified from the guy.
Oh, that's how he did it.
Yeah.
And it's called Icarus because he's flying too close to the sun. He's like getting too into the doping.
Correct. Well done.
Absolutely
Grace.
Nailed it.
Of course, named after the god Icarus. Who did exactly that.
Flew too close to the sun. His wings melted.
If you're uneasy with needles, I'd maybe not recommend watching it because there's a lot of like him constantly people injecting themselves.
We need
themselves.
To tell people to get needles at the moment.
No, you're so
not
right.
Yeah. Those kind of needles. Though.
No, vaccine. No.
Vaccine.
Vaccine.
But you don't have to look when you get the vaccine, you can look away.
I always look. I don't know why. Just to make sure it's...
What's wrong with you?
To make sure it's what? Going in.
What do you mean they're not going to go, missed ya? What about when you give blood? That's going out.
Yeah, I watch that too.
Do you?
I don't know why. Not like intently, but I don't look away.
Do you have a
fascination with it? No, I think it makes me feel better to like know and see what's going on rather than looking away.
Oh, that makes sense.
I don't look away. I usually just chat to the person doing it.
Yeah,
I like to give them eye contact.
Yeah, I like to chat. I like to do it myself.
You're not allowed to do that.
That's why they never let me.
We've all got big veins.
Yeah, big
honestly,
veins.
Meg, your partner doesn't.
No, she
tiny
has
veins.
Tiny little baby veins. She has to use what's called a butterfly needle because it's so she's like a pincushion. They always miss it. And the thing is, this is the thing with her. She's like, doctors are always really arrogant because they're not normally the ones, but they always go like, I'm a doctor, I can find the vein. And she's like, I promise you, you can't find the vein. 5-6 go, she's a bloody pin cushion. Until they get out the baby needle and have to use her needles.
You know, my mum taught me how to take blood on a straw filled with red wine. Because my mum's a nurse. Sorry, I should have led with that.
Grace's mum's an alcoholic. So she just... The Hit Breakfast Show with Jimmy and Nate. Oh, yes, tip your hat, take a bow, have a twirl and click your heels, of course. Most importantly, pour yourself a Bev Hobart. You have made it. You have made it to Friday. Well done. End of the week, Jim.
Yep, end of the week. We made it, guys. A little bit late to kick the show off today. 6:08, nearly 10 past 6.
Yeah, I blame DJ Konski. He went on a little bit today.
And you and I were just in the studio.
We were raving.
I've said
when he finished, I was like, geez, DJ Konski went on a bit this morning, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Speaking of going on a bit, speaking of raving, just two great segues. Thanks, Nath. Go to Instagram at Jimmy and Nath. Just a great video, one of our best from yesterday. Even producer Grace is nodding her head reluctantly.
Ooh, this is a very odd occasion.
I just nodded being like, oh, I saw that, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought.
Oh, you weren't saying it was good.
Yeah, come on, we know that. She hates all our videos.
Yeah, she hates anything that she's not part of.
Yeah.
It's true, isn't it?
No, that's true.
It's fine. It's part of your personality.
That's fine.
And you know what? I'm honest about that, so it's fine.
Yeah.
No, it is. It is true. I thought what you were doing, you were like, oh, maybe this video she actually liked.
Well, she did a big like smile and nod.
That's like she's seen the video.
I didn't know that. I thought it was a smile and nod, like the video.
No,
but it was my fault that she just actually sent an email through. And I really didn't like it, Jimmy.
Yeah, take it down.
Don't do that. Don't ever throw to me live on the radio and say I liked.
Oh, you'll get some feedback after the show today, won't you?
Can't wait for our breakfast after the show. Never do that again, Jimmy.
On the way, 4-6 a.m.
We don't do that on this show.
Jim, as we know, of course, the pandemic has taken its toll on businesses across Tasmania, forcing some of them to fall off insolvency cliffs and even turn off their lights and shut up shop. Tasmanian business owners, as we know, they've remained positive, which is great. I mean, we've been talking to a lot of Tassie business owners going through tough patches. They've come out the other side, I guess, adapting their business model to ensure that they can get through the pandemic. And this is good.
There's an article that came out this morning. Tasmania is ranked one of the top places in the world to survive a global collapse.
Yeah, this was on the news last night.
Yeah.
Us and Iceland and New Zealand.
Yeah. So it's you away from sort of everything else. So I think considering, like, yes, I know you're going to go through some business, but considering, I think, Tassie, we've done a good job of supporting ourselves.
Absolutely. Now, a couple of days ago, the Mercury, they put together a list of businesses in Tassie that we've lost in the last year. And I thought we could pay them a tribute, you know, do our best to show them some love, you know, a proper send of which we haven't done. And I thought the perfect way to do that is by doing this. Proper send-off to all our businesses that
have fallen. Hunger Games
style. Yes.
Which is like, because most of the food places.
Well, pretty much all of them are food places. So that's, you're exactly right. That is the link.
It is the Hunger Games.
Yes. It really is. We're sitting in the capital and we're just, we're watching it.
I'm Katniss Everdeen.
You are Katniss. And I'm the old guy with the white beard.
And Grace is Peter.
Yeah, Peter! Grace is Grace.
Peter! Peter! Peter!
I love that meme with the Peter bread. I love that.
Yeah.
All right. The first one. Etties.
Getting to know.
Not that. Etties.
Would you fire the getting to know you from the sound of music?
Well, because we needed to get to know Etties. It's a crossover. After 3 years of serving customers on Elizabeth Street, the bistro announced its closure to customers on social media. Of course, COVID taking its toll. Weren't getting enough people through the door, relied a lot on tourists.
What I will say is that, you know, sometimes in life, the circle of life, guys, something has to die for something to grow.
That is beautiful.
And La Sardina Loca, which is now where Etties is.
Yeah.
Love it.
And it's also, I think that's one of Grace's favourite places to go.
She's just nodding. I don't know if it's the nod of I know that place or I like it.
No,
that?
I really love La Sardina Loca.
Okay. Don't love her videos, huh?
Second on the list, Grace.
Sack Grace.
The fallen. Second on the list. And this is a sad one because
Can we bust through to Grace?
Yeah, what do you need?
What are you doing?
I'm cutting. You asked me to do something before the show. I'm just cutting it up and I'll bring it into you when you're finished on air. I am listening though.
Okay.
Because we're
You look like you're doing arts and crafts.
Because just so you know, we're paying our tributes.
Absolutely, my respect is there. I'm just
you're just doing arts and crafts outside.
Time. You said you hate Etties.
What do you hate? I missed out going there.
You never went there.
You said
that's
thank
why
God.
They went under.
You said thank God.
No, I didn't.
Just said she never went there. It's why they went under.
We're supposed to be paying tribute here.
Sorry.
Charlotte Jack, owned by MasterChef Ben Milbourne.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we spoke to him about it.
Yeah, he was excited.
Named after his daughter.
And son.
Yeah, and son.
Charlotte and Jack.
Oh. COVID-19, trading restrictions made it very difficult again for these people to go. And they couldn't get there, which means had to close their doors.
Yep.
Sash Coffee. Friend of the show, Elric. June 21. After serving caffeine lovers on the Sandy Bay Strip since 2015, Jim. 2015. Popular cafe, Sash. Closed their doors. Owner Elric told the Mercury his landlord had declined to renew their lease unless it was a month-to-month basis, which just doesn't work.
You can't be month-to-month as a business.
So
silly.
Sash. Another Sash. One. Gone.
More like Ash.
Yeah. Yeah. Left. That's all that's left, isn't it? No, not. The building's still there.
Yeah.
I think it still says Sash on there.
It does. It says we're closed.
This is a recent one. Country Road. Country Road Sandy Bay.
Yeah, but I mean, they're a worldwide, aren't they? Are they worldwide or just Australian business?
I don't know. I'd ask Grace, but she's not listening.
Just do it after Grace.
We'll come back to that, but they're gone. And the last one I have, this is the saddest. Leslie's Menswear, Launceston.
Leslie's Launceston.
Mm. Yeah. Hobart's still here, though.
Yeah.
Good.
Menswear. Gone.
Gone. So. Country Road is a clothing retail and operations in Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa.
Okay.
A few They're country. Doing okay. I'm not worried about them.
Yeah, I think they'll be all right.
Yeah.
Leslie's Launceston, though.
Leslie's, yeah.
Mm. Menswear.
Menswear.
Can't get our menswear in Lonnie anymore.
Yeah, Lonnie, what are
all
we going to do?
All the men have to drive to Hobart now.
Oh, they have to drive down to Hobart.
Imagine if they're like, I want to go to Hobart. Leslie's is close. Let's go to Country Road in Hobart.
You know what happened?
What happened?
They couldn't get a land lease.
Probably. I mean, I don't know the details.
No, it just sounds like the men's department shut, which is weird.
Speaking of good luck and somebody who doesn't need good luck because she does it all on her own skill and effort, congratulations to our very own Australian Olympic kayaker, Jess Fox. Yesterday, her first Olympic gold medal despite being number one for the last 3 years. She's been gypped two Olympics in a row at Rio and London. She missed out. She had a bronze and a silver. In the C1 slalom yesterday, she took home gold for the first time. Congratulations. Also the first time women were competing in that event.
Yes.
As well, which is awesome.
Is that the K1 or the
C1?
K1.
No, sorry, C1 was the first time women were competing in that. Yeah.
So she has won. Done the K1. Yeah.
She's done the K1 before. She also did this year in Tokyo. She came third despite being the favourite. She got the bronze medal.
That was in the
K1. That was in the K1. And the C1 final was yesterday, which was the first time women were competing in it, and she won gold.
Grace, can you please Google what the difference between the K1 and the C1 is?
It's a different boat. One's a canoe, one's a kayak.
I think, because
canoe.
I didn't want to ask you because I didn't want to put you on the spot, but yeah, I love the confidence.
Well, because I've been watching it.
But also, you're the man who went to your girlfriend. Nice kitten heels.
Yeah, you're so right.
I can't trust
people. People are still backing me up for that, by the way. I'm still getting people going, I would call them kitten heels. I'm like, yeah, well, you say it to Megan, see what happens.
Blokes are saying that to you, if any women are.
But she has attributed her medal-winning performance in Tokyo yesterday, get this, to a condom. A condom is what she's attributing this to. The nose of her kayak was in need of some urgent repairs following the heats and finals for the canoe slalom, for the K1. In a video shared to her Instagram, Jess Fox, she is seen filming a member of her crew. This is what she did. Cover the nose with a carbon mixture to help repair it. And then, bizarrely, he put a condom over the top of it to keep the mixture in place. Apparently, this is a regular thing to help fix these kind of boats because it's a tight thing and it keeps it all together and on the nose.
Also,
I guess it makes sense.
You're 100% correct. It's a kayak and a canoe.
There you go.
The K and the C makes sense.
K and C, yeah. Alphabet, guys. Sometimes it can help us.
It's the simplest answers are usually the right ones.
She said that apparently using the condom can help give it a smooth finish. So that's why.
Oh,
yeah, so use a condom, guys, and you'll win. Don't. And you'll lose.
Are you going to be able to say, I thought you were going to say use a condom and you'll come first. But in my experience, usually it's not the case.
No, most of the time it's not.
No, usually come much later.
Mm.
Sometimes not at all.
Sometimes we're going to stop saying that.
Producer Grace.
Yeah,
sorry, Producer Grace, what was that?
Yeah.
I think just keep doing you.
I don't. We want him to stop doing him. That's the problem.
And what are you doing me?
I don't know what you do at home with that.
By myself,
I hope not. You're sitting there going, this is for you, Jess. Supporting the Aussies, aren't you?
Oh, lucky it's 6:30.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Have you ever used a condom for anything else? I'm trying to make this a normal conversation.
No,
like
you're
with
right.
Water balloons.
No, I haven't.
You never done it? It's like
When I was at when I finished school, we did that thing where you fill a condom up with water, and you sit on the bathtub and you drop it on your head. It's like a little helmet.
And it doesn't explode. Love those.
No, it doesn't. It just sits on.
Yeah, I love that.
We should say little
balloon
helmet.
Animals. Balloon animal? Haven't tried that.
No, I've done that with regular. That's the only thing I've used a condom for, other than
other than water balloons,
other than. Leaving them in my wallet that expired.
Other than fixing your boat. Obviously.
Yes.
Obviously. Big.
That's great. Isn't that good on Jess?
So there you
big
go. Fan. I mean, any kayakers out there, if you need to fix the nose of your boat.
Was it a kayak or a canoe?
Well, it's her K1, so it was her kayak.
Kayak?
Yeah.
There you go.
So there you go. You can use a condom for other things, guys. Water balloons, fixing boats.
What are you supposed to use it for?
I don't know. It's your birthday, so you're about to
get a birthday shout-out. Birthday. Two birthdays today, Nath. First one for Cara Fulston.
Oh, good on you, Cara.
How about this? Happy 18th. Happy birthday. Love an 18th birthday. It's a big one. Happy 18th to our beautiful daughter. We hope you have a great day. XX. That's from Paula, mum. John, dad. Josh, brother. Charlie, dog.
Oh, I love that one.
And I love they told me who's who. They just didn't go Paula, John, Josh, Charlie.
Because the problem is we get so confused all the time.
And I think I've said multiple times in birthday shoutouts, tell me who's who.
Identify.
And this family has done that.
Charlie's a good dog name too, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love that.
Charlie. Come here, Charlie. Sit, Charlie.
He's a good Charlie.
And Nathan, possibly one of the biggest birthdays that we'll celebrate this year. We'd be nothing without this man on the Jimmy and Nath show. I know producer Grace is, she wants to say something for this man.
Okay.
Happy 40th, the big 4-0 to Matthew David, MP3.
Oh, MP3, our guy.
Our audio guy.
Our audio guy, the wizard behind the call of the week, which you are going to hear again just before 8 o'clock.
Favourite segment that we do each and every week. I mean, the callers, we're nothing without you guys, but Maddie slaps it all together, does all our bells and whistles. He's phenomenal, Maddie. We absolutely love you, mate. I know you've... he's on the mainland, unfortunately, and he's... I don't know how his birthday's going to go with friends and family travelling, but, mate, we're thinking of you. Love what you do, and producer Grace, you've written a little something for Matthew.
Go ahead. What have you got for him?
Happy birthday, Maddie. We love everything you do. Thank you for editing our audio and putting it together and making it sound good.
That's beautiful. Wow. You and Maddie are just the creative geniuses of this show.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry.
You know what? Good on you. Good on you, Maddie. He doesn't look 40 either. He's a good-looking rooster.
I thought it was his 30th.
Yeah.
I need to know his skincare regime. He's a good-looking rooster.
Beautiful. Good on you, Maddie.
Love you, Maddie. Happy birthday, mate. Very exciting, Nath. A lot of football in the state this weekend. I'm calling it the Alan Christensen Cup weekend.
Oh, it's great.
With both his former teams, the Lions and the Cats, playing here in Tasmania.
And his current team also play. I mean, they always play in Tasmania because they're Lauderdale.
it's Lauderdale, mate. Please welcome the show, friend of the show, proud Tiwi man. It's Alan Christensen.
Thanks for having me again, boys. I'm lucky to be back, I reckon, after last time.
Well, I think you were great last time. Honestly.
Yeah, friend of ours, Mitch McPherson, he was like, I could come in and chat footy, boys. And I went, Alan played in the AFL, though.
No, he said I could come in and talk about how Alan's playing for Lauderdale. Why don't we go straight to the source? Alan, mate, thanks for coming back in the studio. Of course, you got a second run, which you got the Guernsey for the second time, another start. How are things going with Lauderdale? Let's start with Lauderdale. You got re-signed as well, which is exciting. So we're going to see some more footy from you here in Tassie.
Yeah, signed on for another year, 2023. So... it's all going really well. I love it down here. You boys have made it very, very easy to live down here. But, yeah, it's going all right. Start of the year, obviously, not that great. But last 5 or 6 weeks, I think we won 3 games out of the 5. And just, we got a lot of young players. So it's coming together slowly.
Yeah, an extremely experienced AFL football player going into a team like Lauderdale with a young side, as you said, how have you found your role to be in there? Like, it's almost like a pseudo coaching role as well, and a mentor kind of role with a lot of these young kids.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly what I needed last year with the COVID stuff. You know, mentally, I just wasn't in it. I probably lost my passion for footy a bit. So to come here, and even though we're struggling, to be able to help these young guys and try and get to where they want to be in their football careers is exactly what I needed. So, very, very happy where I am.
Well, can I ask you about that, Alan? So, obviously this weekend, these games that are happening in Tassie weren't supposed to happen. COVID's, they don't know where you're playing each week. How hard is it, when you don't know where you're playing and what you're doing? It must affect the boys' performances for both the Cats, the Lions, North Melbourne, everyone.
Yeah, you've just got to have a really flexible mindset at the end of the day. You just got no idea where you're going to be. And last year, going into hubs and stuff like that, we were really lucky that we got to stay home. But, I think they went to Sydney for 3 weeks at one stage, and you're just it's just so hard living out of a suitcase and trying to prepare to be a professional athlete. It is what it is, and we're all dealing with certain things at the moment, but to be able to play at the best, you want to prepare the best, and it's just not happening at the moment.
Yeah, there's so much footy happening this weekend. North Melbourne and Geelong playing down here. Blunston Arena, we're going to be there. 1:15 is first bounce. And then also Brisbane Lions, another one of your previous teams, playing in Launceston. You're also playing in Launceston for Lauderdale. Are you ready to play 2 games? Because if things go awry, will you go straight off the Lauderdale pitch and straight to the Brisbane team again? Go, well, Alan's here, let's throw him in.
Yeah, they've had a few injuries.
Yeah, I think they'll see the condition I'm in. I'm like, nah, we'll probably pass on that one.
You're like, geez, mate, what are you doing?
Also our fault.
Yeah. Yeah. We've just been enjoying ourselves. That's life for living, guys, playing a bit of golf. Can I talk about the Cats, favourites to win the whole comp. Are you watching much footy these days?
Yeah, I watch it every now and again. Obviously, they're sitting second on the ladder at the moment and, you know, building some really good form, and they've still got a couple of players out at the moment. You know, they look hard to beat, and big week, Sean Higgins' 250th game as well.
Huge.
And I remember when we were there, always spoke about we don't lose milestone games. So, you know, they'll get up for that. And North will obviously try and create an upset. But, you know, I think Geelong will be too good.
What about Lions? How do you think those boys are going? They've had a few big injuries as well.
Yeah, they have. It's they've been a bit inconsistent over the last month, but the thing with Fags, he usually gets them going towards the back end of the year, and even if you've had a few injuries through that middle part of the year, usually, you know, he tries to steal the boys for the back half of the year, and it's something he bought from Hawthorn. You know, you don't have to be going great at this time of year, but you want to start playing some good footy.
Can I ask another question? How much of like Nathan and I, we do the MC stuff. We've done it for, you know, the AFL, for the cricket and that. And we love a big crowd because it really like revs everyone up. But does it make a big difference when you're playing behind, I don't know, an empty stadium and you got 10,000 people, say at Blunston?
Well, the thing is, last year all I did was play in front of nobody because I couldn't get a game. So...
But he was in the crowd.
It's like playing junior footy again, or local footy again, or a training session, that sort of thing. It's odd. Like, it's a really, really odd experience. And, you know, you try to feed off that crowd sometimes, and with it not being there, I know it's been really hard for some of them.
Totally. Well, speaking of crowds, I mean, a little sneak preview. Just before 9 o'clock, we do have some tickets. It's almost sold out. North Melbourne v. the Cats, Bunston Arena. We're going to be there this weekend. Just before 9 o'clock, make sure you're listening to the show. We're going to do a little mini ticket blitz.
Yeah, give away some tickets to the game.
We can't give away as many as we normally would because it's almost sold out.
Yeah. There's 10,000 cap, and apparently, she's nearly sold
it's
out.
Huge. So we might have to start giving away tickets to that Lauderdale game in Utah Stadium.
North Launceston. You can go see Alan. We'll give away, I don't know. Well, you can sign this piece of paper.
Alan Christensen, we love you, buddy. Thank you for returning back on the show. We appreciate your time.
Thanks, boys.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire. Yeah, guaranteed. We all know what the name of the game is. Sorry, I've got to let the VO guy say Alpha Bucks. He just
on
a bit.
I know we've said this off air. We haven't said it on the show. The song, it's like, I want to be a millionaire. The song's Billionaire.
Yeah, so it's actually...
I always think billionaire in my head, and then we go, it's a millionaire.
Yeah,
it's like, but is there any songs about being a millionaire? Producer Grace, can you do a quick Google on that?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you've got one already.
I know that there's a song by Whitney Houston called Million Dollar Bill.
Million Dollar Bill. Okay.
It's a great song.
Just some feedback for our audio guys.
Yeah, and that old bloke who goes on a bit there at the end. Nate's trying to talk there, sorry.
Yeah, Alpha. We know the game's called Alpha Box, mate. Yeah, just get into it.
Yeah.
Because we want to talk to whoever's playing.
Yeah.
$1 million guaranteed. If you want to be part of it, sign up for free to the listener app. Search for Hit 100.9. Fill out the competition entry form. It is as easy as that. Of course, the game, 10 questions, 30 seconds. You get all 10.
You nearly forgot that.
I forgot. Well, I'm still thrown by Talking McTalkerson at the start.
You got a bit to get through.
10 questions, 30 seconds. See, that's the other thing. I've got a bit to get through.
Do you want me to do the rest?
No, not really. You know what? Everyone knows. Caitlin from Old Beach. Hi, Caitlin. How are you?
Good.
Caitlin, $1 million, what would you spend it on?
You could do anything. I'd definitely do up an entertaining area and buy my partner a new car, I think.
Caitlin, also, Nate didn't go through the rules, but you're across it, aren't you?
Yes.
Do you want me to rehash the rules for you, Caitlin?
No, that's fine.
No, that's all good.
Yeah. Just remember, I think the big one is same answer. We can't have it twice, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, that's newish. You've only been doing that one for three, four weeks.
So, yeah. All right, Caitlin, you ready to play? For $1,000, of course, you win this. You go to $1 million a day and play for $1 million. Today, Caitlin, your letter is S, as in S for snake. Your 30 seconds starts in the first topic I give you can pass, and we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of the 30 seconds. Caitlin, are you ready to play?
I'll give it a go.
All right, your first question, beginning with S. Name a superhero.
Superman.
A team sport.
Soccer.
A male musician.
Pass.
A fruit.
Pass.
Six-letter word. An Egyptian god.
Pass.
A video game.
Super Mario.
A pink song.
Pass.
One of the seven dwarves.
Seven.
A shape.
Square.
Did you say seven is one of the seven dwarves?
I did, actually.
Yeah. No, but don't they go by numbers?
It's me, Sleepy. Sleepy. Sneezy.
AKA. Yeah. Number four.
Yeah. Or you could have gone 60.
No, there's all 60 and 70.
Yeah,
about that. Caitlin, you had a good crack at it. Can't give you the foul, though.
Also, I'm not great at spelling, but six-letter word 70, is that how many? Seven letters?
Seven letters.
Mm. That's
Oops. No,
don't worry about it, Caitlin.
It was hard. It was.
It was a tricky one.
It was. Like an Egyptian god, I mean, the answer's Set. Apparently he's the god of storms. Ooh.
Set.
Yeah, never heard of that.
Average name for a god, really, isn't it? Set.
Set. Yeah.
Like on
what
your
about,
marks.
What about Ready?
Have you met the other god? Go. Oh, sorry, Caitlin. You did
Caitlin,
well.
I'm so sorry. But you know what? You had a good crack at it, and we appreciate you coming on the show, okay?
Thank you.
Nathan, I want to ask now on 131060, how often do you or the kids shower?
Mm-hmm.
This is after Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis opened up about their bathing habits, and they seem to have their kids on a similar schedule. The actor duo appeared on the popular podcast Armchair Expert.
I love Armchair Expert, one of my favourites. Jimmy Nath podcast and then Armchair Expert.
And then the Remembering Project with Hamish and Andy. Remember we did this? Yeah, I do, Ham.
Here's a million.
Can I buy another golf simulator for my house? Mila Kunis said, I didn't shower very much growing up. And when I had children, ew. I didn't wash them every day. Kutcher said, now here's the thing. If you see dirt on them, clean them. Otherwise, there's no point.
No, because bacteria, you can't see it a lot of the time.
How about this?
This is gross.
Both Kutcher and Kunis said they also avoid using soap because it's harmful on the skin.
And this is so gross.
Kutcher just says, I wash my armpits and my crotch daily with a bit of water, but nothing else ever.
Mila Punis.
Pew. Oh, Ashton Spucha.
Yeah.
Grace, you do one.
You got one for us? What do you got for us?
Mila Unis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. Relatively similar to mine.
No, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Mila lack of showers, Kunis.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
I reckon that'll do us for today, guys.
Yep.
Head off at 8:20. Where's Maddie?
Ready? Over. Nathan, last now on 131060, how often do you or the kids shower? This is after Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis came out and said they don't shower their kids very often, but apparently they don't shower that often. They also don't use soap.
This is gross. I don't understand.
I'm going to go through the team. I'll go to you first, Nathan. I'll go to producer Grace. How often do you shower?
Twice a day.
Morning and night.
Morning and night. Because, I have a short one at the start of the day, mainly to wake myself up, but also I've been just sleeping in my own filth, so I'd like to wake myself up a little
bit. But don't you shower at night?
Yeah, but I also shower at night.
But then you wouldn't be sleeping in your filth.
No, but there's still filth. You're still sitting there and your skin cells, like everything comes off.
Producer Grace?
I shower daily.
No, this is story checkout.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry,
scientists.
What are
you doing in your sleep that makes it so dirty?
Oh, it's a horrible thing you should not want to know.
What are you and Meg doing?
Oh, horrible things. Need to have a shower.
How often do you hit producer Grace?
I shower before I go to bed at night.
Yeah. Sometimes I work out before the show in the morning. Yeah. If I do that, I'll have a shower after the gym, but that's just because I'm really sweaty and gross.
Thank you for doing that, by the way.
Yeah, before I come in here with you guys. If I don't work out in the morning, I won't shower. I'm usually a nighttime shower because I like to shower, then get in my bed and feel clean.
Yeah, I love feeling clean in bed.
You don't want to get dirty in bed. Do you?
Or do you?
Oh, do you? Need a few more showers.
You and Meg, what are you up to? 1060, Meg, give us a call.
Need a shower. Mark from Midway Point. Mark, how often are you showering?
Oh, mate, well, don't let the English accent fool you. I have to minimum twice a day.
Minimum?
I have to do twice a day. Twice a day, yeah.
But, Mark, minimum, does that mean sometimes you shower more than twice a day?
Oh, yeah, sometimes if the undercarriage is feeling a little bit grotty, a bit sweaty, I'll throw a third one in there.
What do you do for work, Mark? Is it work related? Do you train a lot, or are you just somebody who gets sweaty a lot?
Oh no, I'm a floor layer, so yeah, you work up a bit of a sweat, so that's probably part of it. But I'm definitely in the I couldn't shower once a day.
Yeah, I'm the same.
Mark,
as you,
how long are these showers? Like, are you a quick sort of shower guy? Or are you standing there for a while?
I've been known to have 20-minute showers. Yeah, especially if I'm a bit seedy in the morning.
I've been there, mate.
I sit down in the shower, but that's another conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You, okay. you ever be in the shower, Mark, and you think of like a comeback when someone said something to you during the day and you went, I should have said that?
Oh, mate, shower thoughts are always the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We need like a waterproof like notepad in the shower so you don't forget those
they
ideas.
They exist.
Do they exist?
Yes, you can buy them online, little like waterproof shower things for shower thoughts.
That's a real, that's jam.
I know what you're getting for Christmas.
Ooh, exciting.
Grace, can you buy that for nice Christmas? Yeah.
Young Alice from Gilston Bay. Alice, how often are you showering?
I usually shower every day, but sometimes a week I miss like 2 days.
Okay, so you'll go a couple of days without a shower. And that's fine, Alice? Yeah. You don't sweat a bit?
No, not usually.
Do you smell, Alice?
Well, my uncle would say I smell.
Oh, well, all right, uncle.
All right, uncle. How often are you sharing, mate?
Megan from Midway Point. Megs, how often are you showering?
I shower every day, but my kids are just once a week.
Once a week. Is that their choice, Megan, or your choice?
It's their choice, but, like, I don't think they're that dirty. Like, if they do something gross, I'll be like, yeah, shower. But other than that, I think they're fine.
How old are the kids, Megs?
10 and 11.
I'll be honest, when I was a kid, I hated showering, bathing or anything. I'd probably be around once a week too. I just hated, hated getting in the water and wet and, yeah, I was an absolute terror as a child.
No, showering all the time. I mean, because I was playing in the mud.
Same. I just, my bed was so dirty.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Yeah. Were you like that as a kid, Megan?
I wasn't, but like they are. They always go out in the mud and I'll still be like, I don't need a shower.
Yeah, but I mean, you're the mum. You just say, too bad. Have a shower. Like, so will they get into bed muddy?
Oh, yeah, but then you just wash it, I mean.
Yeah, that was me as a kid, Megs. And the other thing, too, is it's how hard is it? If they don't want to get in the shower, they're not getting in there, are they?
That's right. Why bother?
Yeah.
Oh, just hose them. You know?
Dave, they're asking right now, 131060, do you want tickets to the AFL? Because we're blitzing.
We're blitzing, guys. We are blitzing.
Now, look, we don't have as many tickets as we usually do. We've done this in the past, if you don't know. Nathan and I have been emceeing the North Melbourne games here in Hobart this year. We've only done one game together, though.
Yeah.
I did a game.
I was away. We did one together, and then you were away.
And now we're both. So you'll get Jimmy and Nath at the footy. Yes, tomorrow it's the final Hobart game of the season. North Melbourne taking on the Geelong Cats at 1:15, Blunton Arena. If you do want your tickets, nmfc.com.au. But get in quick, because I believe, Nath, we're capped at 10,000.
Yeah.
It's almost sold out.
There's a reason we're not blitzing and giving away hundreds of the show like we have in the past. It's because it's almost sold out. So yeah. North Melbourne called us yesterday and they're like, hey, guys, we've only got five to give away.
So if you're trying to call the show right now, I can see the phone lines are they're full. So keep calling, but we're going to randomly pick five people because we have five family passes to give away. Nath, you and I haven't spoken. Is there anything we want to ask? Because usually we just ask, do you want to go to the footy? I'm thinking because they're family passes and they're four tickets, we should ask, do you know three people?
Do you know three people? Because the point, it's still a blitz. So we're still blitzing. So we're still going to go through them quickly. So we need a quick question, quick answer.
Hey, do you know three people? Yes.
Yeah, bang, you got the tickets. Oh, I'm happy to go with that.
And don't lie to us. Don't say you know.
No, we'll be able to tell.
Yeah, don't say you know three people when you don't know three people.
And also, we're going to beat the footy, so I'll find you.
Yeah, we know where the seats are.
If you call through and there's no one sitting next to you, just you by yourself, get your feet up over three chairs, you bloody lied to me,
We'll kick you out.
We'll kick you out
on the big screen.
I don't think we have the power to do that.
Out!
Out! I'll incite a riot, but I can't kick you out. Jim, we're doing this.
Yeah, we're blitzing, mate. For the final time this season, the final Hobart game for North Melbourne. They're playing Geelong tomorrow, 1:15. You and I will be there hosting. Now, there is a cap. There's 10,000. That's all out at the stadium. Now, apparently it's nearly sold out, so we only have five family passes to give away.
Yes.
So usually when we do the blitz, we say, hey, do you want to go to footy? Yes. We thought, because we want to see a packed house, we're going to ask, do you know three people?
And this blitz is going to be a lot shorter, because normally we get through about 20, 30 people at a time and just absolutely fly through them. This time we've only got five.
So we can take a little bit longer, but still you want
not
a little bit
long.
Of,
it's got
of
to
pace.
Have, it's got to have the blitz feel.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Are you ready to blitz?
Certainly am.
All right, here we go. Jason from Claremont, do you know three people?
Certainly do.
Bang, you got them.
You know what? Let's blitz through them, ask if they know three people, then blitz back.
We can come
name
back.
Name them.
Yeah, good.
So Jason, stay there, think of three names.
All right, Penny from Howrah. Penny, do you know three people?
Yes, I do.
Bang, you got them. Good on
think
you.
Think of three names, we'll be back.
Tom from Midway Point, do you know three people?
Sure do, mate.
Good on you, Tommy.
Three names, we'll be back.
Mish from Margate, you know three people, Mish?
Certainly do.
Bang, okay.
Again,
Dave.
Three names.
Dave from Howden, you know three people?
100%.
Didn't say. Sorry, Dave. What was that?
Sure do. Absolutely. 100%.
That's a bit more.
You know what, Dave? Stay there. I'm definitely coming back to you. I'm a bit sus on
now,
Dave.
Back. Now they've got to name three people.
Okay. All right. You ready?
So hang go. Let me go. Jason Claremont, name me three people.
Jason, Jordan, and Paul.
Oh, no, you started too early.
Sorry, Jason, I was telling Nathan what he needed to say.
Jason, you've got to listen to my voice. Jason from Claremont, do you know three people given to him?
Pete, Max, and Lenny.
Bang. Good on you, Jason. Now you've officially got him. Good on you, Jason. Penny, name the three people.
Steve, Haley, and Sophie.
Steve sounds made up, but I'll give it to you. Tom from Midway Point, name three people.
Tom, Tim, and Maddie.
Hang on, did you just name yourself?
I got a good friend called Tom as well.
Oh, does
that get confusing? Do one of you have a nickname?
Dixo.
Oh,
his last name's Dick.
Okay.
Tom Dix.
All right, Tom
Dix. If I don't meet a guy called Tom Dix at the footy on Saturday,
I'm still sus on Tom. All right.
Are you sus on Dick?
Mish from Margate, name the three people.
John, Jessica, and Tim.
Okay.
Tim and Tom.
What's going on? Real. Mish, is Tim a real person?
Tim is my lovely husband.
You said lovely there.
Describe Tim for us, Mish.
He has the biggest sideburns of any man I know, and they're very sexy.
All right, okay, cool. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Elvis is coming to the footy.
I'm looking for a moment.
All right, now we're going back to Dave. Right, now, Dave, everyone's passed the test, mate. But you
I
almost...
don't know if everyone has, mate. Dave... Tom's made my point. Yeah,
Dave...
made up someone.
But Dave almost failed the first test.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? Dave, we got you there from Howden.
Sweet. Well, there's my amazing wife, Liz, and my two kids, Noah and Elka.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that checks out.
Actually,
right. Dave was probably better than... Sorry, Dave.
I've got a few friends as well, but we'll see.
Okay. Well, you can shout them out as well if you want.
Oh, well, there's Judgy, Junior, Blackie, Rick.
Tim and Tom. Rick.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.